Tesla EV deliveries fall 14% in second straight quarterly drop. By Lucas Nolan on July 3, 2025. Elon Musk's Tesla reported about 384,000 vehicle deliveries in the second quarter of 2025, a 14% decline from the same period last year and the second consecutive quarterly decrease. CNBC reports that Elon Musk's Tesla announced its second quarter 2025 delivery and production numbers on Wednesday, revealing a 14% year-over-year decline in vehicle deliveries. The company reported approximately 384,000 deliveries for the quarter, down from 443,956 in the same period last year. This marks the second straight quarterly drop for the automaker, following a 13% decrease in the first quarter of 2025. Despite the decline, Tesla's stock rose nearly 5% as the reported numbers surpassed some analysts' expectations. Wall Street had predicted around 387,000 deliveries according to FactSet, while independent researcher Troitzlike forecasted 356,000 deliveries on Patreon. Prediction market Kalshi Traders estimated deliveries of approximately 364,000. Tesla's production numbers for the second quarter totaled 410,244 vehicles, with 396,835 of those being the popular and lower price Model 3 and Model Y cars. The company delivered a combined 373,728 units of these models during the quarter. Additionally, Tesla reported 10,394 deliveries of its other models, including the Cybertruck. The automaker faces increasing competition, particularly from Chinese EV manufacturers offering newer and more affordable models. Tesla also attributed its first quarter sales decline partly to customers delaying orders to obtain a refreshed version of the Model Y SUV, which began shipping in March. Elon Musk's high-profile support for Donald Trump may have impacted deliveries over the last two quarters as well, with Tesla's traditional customer base of rabid leftists turning on their once-favorite CEO. More recently, Trump and Musk have engaged in a war of words that results in the president threatening to turn Doge loose on Musk's empire of government subsidies. As Breitbart News previously reported, Trump, who has long been a vocal opponent of EV mandates that would greatly benefit the Tesla CEO, took aim at Musk's reliance on government subsidies, suggesting that without them, the tech mogul would probably have to close up shop and head back home to South Africa. The president went on to say, "Elon may get more subsidy than any human being in history. By far, and without subsidies, Elon would probably have to close up shop and head back home to South Africa. No more rocket launches, satellites, or electric car production, and our country would save a fortune." Despite these challenges, Gene Munster, managing partner at Deepwater Asset Management, believes the second quarter decline marks the bottom for Tesla and expects the company's autonomy business to overshadow any political disputes. Tesla shares have underperformed compared to other tech giants this year, down approximately 22% even after Wednesday's rally. However, the company's market capitalization has once again surpassed $1 trillion. Read more at CNBC here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.